Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Aref Qureshi, and we're talking about Power Apps, specifically the Common Data Service, CDS.
Yes, so the Common Data Service, we had a preview in August. Mm-hmm. So it's very new. We started in February with the Power Apps team, and our goal is to add a declarative store, have entities, behavior on entities, and build everything on Azure. So our goal is to kind of leverage Azure as much as we can. Or pretty much all of Azure. So we're using Service Fabric, SQL Azure, lots of our Blob Store, all of the services to build this common data service. And so Power Apps is about mashup apps with connectivity to all sorts of systems.
Right.
But we feel that it's useful to have a common store that you can count on that that shares as easily as Power Apps, that you can add users as easily to as you can add to Power Apps. So it's very tightly integrated in Power Apps, and you know that's sort of the benefit of it, that you don't have to think about it. It's yours. It's there. You know, work with SharePoint, work with Dynamics, work with Salesforce. But if you want to have like some local state, you can keep it in the Common Data Service. We also ship with a large set of entities, mm-hmm. so a common schema.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I'll show some case management schema today. Mm-hmm. So if you want to build apps, there's a ready starting point. And we envision that over time, when we have more ETL capabilities, so extract, transform, load, okay. or data integration, data synchronization.
Sure.
We are also well integrated into Dynamics, so the new Dynamics 365 set of apps. So our goal is that the Common Data Service is a place where you bring all of your enterprise data and then use it from Power BI, Power Apps, and Microsoft Flow.
I would think for the business user that could reduce a lot of stress because there may be people who have legacy SQL databases and then they're excited about using Power Apps to talk to that, but they're not really right. excited about that maintaining, thinking about managing that SQL database, that existing database. Sounds like Common Data Services could be a place they could put that.
Correct. I mean, we're part of the software as a service model with Power Apps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Power Apps, it's a per user licensing. So you purchase user licenses, you add your users to our Power Apps environments, and the database scales to meet the demand.
That's really nice, because the less I can think, the less I have to think about administration. And the more I think about how my app looks, how my app works, is better for me.
Correct. And not only that, but Power Apps also has an admin center. Hmm. So even though we do all that for you, we give the tenant admins and the IT department of the enterprises full control. So if they want to manage the data policies, even though we're managing all of the database, they can still go in the Power Apps admin center and you know take control and manage their data policies and data governance.
That's nice. So it isn't about hiding everything. It's about giving you options and choice.
Correct.
That's really cool. Yep. So you've got a slide here that kind of expresses it all.
Yeah. So I have a slide here. This is the business application platform. Mm-hmm. And our goal, as you've seen with the Power Apps videos, is to build modern applications fast. Mm-hmm. And there we have Power BI, Power Apps, and Microsoft Flow. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's all about click to code and empowering the Power users. And you know, we talk about it as you measure with Power BI, you act with Power Apps, and then you automate with Microsoft Flow.
Nice.
And not only are we making this available to Power users, mm-hmm. we also are going to make, with SDKs, make all this functionality available to Pro developers. So you know, instead of Microsoft Flow, we have Logic App support, Azure API management, BizTalk support, and then under Power Apps, you know, the developer platforms of Azure are there, App Services, Service Fabric, Azure Functions, and so forth for Power BI, where we also have Pro Dev capabilities.
And you can mix and match and use the parts that you like and dismiss the parts that you don't as much as you want. It really is total control.
Correct. And we want to empower all the personas, you know, the business personas who just want to, you know, they used to do all their formulas in an Excel spreadsheet, move your spreadsheet into the Common Data Service, you know, put your formulas as apps, and then it's very easy then to share with your, you know, your team members.
Yeah, and it's interesting also to point out that I've seen a lot of small businesses become big businesses where when they were small, they ran the whole thing in Excel, and then suddenly they're 500 people, and they're struggling under the weight of all of these things. being able to go and let that go into the cloud, get managed by a common data service, is going to give them a lot of power.
Correct. And that's where you can start small and, you know, just swipe your credit card and get the whole package.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, when you get big enough, then your IT department can do a tenant takeover and, you know, start managing that data for you.
That's a really great example.
Yep.
What else do you have?
So I have another slide that sort of illustrates the combination of common data service. So we have a common data model in the common data service. We spent a lot of time with naming.
Yeah, yeah.
The common data service is a platform of data sync, real-time data sync, a pro development SDK, as well as a security model, and you know, kind of all of the things you need to make a business app. And we've done it in a way that if you don't need the role-based security or the pro SDK, it's out of your way. You can shut it off and say, I just want to go with app sharing and Power Apps.
Yeah, because sometimes buying into it all can be very overwhelming.
Right.
I might want to just dip my toe in and then decide to use other things.
Right. So the way we've set it up is that all of this stuff is out of your way. Anybody can come, sign up, build Power Apps, and then as they need more capabilities, they can add them.
What is the real-time sync?
So real-time sync, we're making sure that we support the operational data store scenarios with the common data service. Which means that for Dynamics 365 for sales or Dynamics 365 operations, which is the ERP system, that when we have business processes that span those, like prospect to cash, so a lot of the prospect comes from a CRM system and the cash comes from the ERP system. Mm-hmm. When those business processes are connected, which we have, I'm also from the Dynamics 365 from ops team. So we are working hard with the Dynamics 365 for sales team to get those business processes connected. When they're connected, then the common data service will serve as a place where the data comes together, where you can report on it, where you can see how your processes are flowing. So the real-time sync will be moving data. As you can see from on the left side there, we have Dynamics 365, other cloud services where you want to bring data into an operational data store, relate it, report on it, and then also use it as a sort of an MDM system to kind of move it between the master data management.
You know, people don't realize how important that kind of integration is. True story, I was actually at a shop recently, and my wife and I just bought new wedding rings, and I literally watched the gentleman go into two Microsoft properties. He was in a Dynamics app, and he copy-pasted because he was trying to look up an order, and it was just so clear that the integration experience, which should have been in the cloud and should have been in some common store, was on the glass of his laptop.
Right.
And that is just not okay, and it pained me. And I'm seeing you and Microsoft start to integrate this experience the way it always should have been.
Right. I don't have in my presentation here, but this is a data level integration.
Yeah.
But we've recently also shipped home.dynamics.com, so maybe if folks have ERP and CRM from Dynamics, they can try that out. And so we also have UI integration where
that's exciting.
You have one shell with all of our business apps showing up in it and Power Apps showing up in it. So you can build with the common data service, you can use CRM, you can use ERP, and the data in the middle you can use with Power Apps, and with Power App mashup capabilities, you can build lots of rich scenarios.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a good time to be a developer.
Yep.
What kind of demo do you have for me?
Okay, so the demo I wanted to show is in Power Apps. First of all, let's take a look at when you sign up with Power Apps, you come to the Microsoft default environment. Mm-hmm. So we'll have another video hopefully in the future to go over the environment deep dive. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you don't have a common data service provisioned, and you don't have a database.
Okay.
So when you first land here, you have a few videos telling you what the common data service is about, and you can do getting started. And it says, hey, you don't have an environment, and you can provision an environment. And it's very easy. Within seconds, then you will get a database provisioned for you with sample data and entities. So I will not do that and kind of do like a cooking show and switch to environment I already have.
It really is such a nice environment. It's a very comfortable environment. As a developer, honestly, I'm used to things being hard. Right. And when I get into Power Apps, it is nice. It does the right amount of hand-holding to get you productive very quickly.
Right. And yeah, that's our goal. And you know, this is what is our value add? Why can't I just go provision my own SQL Server? I mean, you obviously can, but here it's very easy, especially in our trial mode. You just went to our website, you signed up, you have a database. You don't have to worry about how, you know, how many DTUs are provisioned.
Exactly.
I mean, it's all done for you.
Right. So a different layer of abstraction.
Yeah. So now, you know, we see your I did this a week ago. So a week ago, I created my environment, and a lot of entities are provisioned for me. There are a lot of different categories. There's sales, there's customer service, there's people and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just shipped. So from February to November was our, we did a preview in between in August.
Mm-hmm.
So all this is brand new. We're, you know, we'll refine it. We're with the Power Apps team shipping every 2 weeks. So, you know,
really?
Agile mode.
Wow.
This is our current set of entities that we're supporting, and the idea here is that you can use these in your apps. You don't have to build any schema. You know, if something works for you, like case management, your scenarios line up with case management, then you can just use these standard entities.
What about this custom one that you've got here?
Yeah, so I was practicing for later where I'm going to extend the schema.
Great.
So you can also create custom entities. You can extend these standard ones. So very quickly, let me show you what kind of Power Apps you can build here. Mm-hmm. So I will first go to like case activity just to show that this is a relational schema. So case activity is an entity that relates to case. So anytime you're working on a case like
a support case,
or something like that,
mm-hmm.
You're making phone calls or sending emails. And you know, looking at relations, we can see that case activity is related to a support case with the related entity of case. It's related to a contact, a support worker, lots of things. So it's a relational database. It's not just flat entities. And the app I wanted to show is a template app. So you can go to the Power Apps designer,
mm-hmm.
and build a new app. And at the bottom right here, I have app templates. So we'll pick phone layout. And so we have various templates, and we plan to add more.
Sure.
So this template case management is about using that schema that we have out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to flip back, because I've already run that template. And
yep.
This is what the app looks like.
Nice.
So this is a Power App. It has three data sources, case, account, and contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to run it and show you how it works. And you know, the beauty of Power Apps is that you can customize this app in what we call it the last mile scenarios. So you know, you buy your SaaS service, and it kind of is standard. Everybody gets the same thing. But with Power Apps, you can tailor your scenarios. So you have case management already in CRM.
Sure.
But with this, you can tailor the UI, the fit exactly to what you need. So this is the case management app. I can drill into cases. I can work with individual cases.
And more importantly, as you said, you can extend the app, you can extend
yep.
the schemas, and you can plug this into your other systems.
Right.
And we're going to dig even more into these in other videos.
Correct.
We're learning all about the Common Data Services and Power Apps here on Azure Friday.